tonight in the Orchot Tzaddikim, we're going to do two Sha'arim, we're going to do two gates together, because they are couplets. They match together, and that is the Sha'ar HaNedivos, the Sha'ar, the gate of generosity and giving, and the Sha'ar HaTzaykanus, the gate of being miserly and not giving. We're going to mix them together into one. I'm not going to do A then B. I'm going to actually combine both together because they kind of relate to the same ideas. So let's begin to learn about what it means to be a generous and a giving human being. Generosity, says the Orchot Tzaddikim, is a mida that allows you to accomplish great, great things. It will make you beloved to other people. It will get you friends. If you are generous to people, they'll want to listen to you. People will want to help you when you're in need if you're generous to them. And when you give to others, it's never a loss. You never lose out, because every single time you give to somebody else, it is recorded and it is kept by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a record of what you've done. And therefore, you're not simply giving something away. If you give money away, you give your time away, you're not giving it away. You're actually saving it forever in the records of Hashem. I actually came across a story the other day that brings it out. This is from a beautiful book by Abraham J. Tversky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. This is one of his 90 books that he wrote. This one is called Simcha. He has beautiful chapters about Simcha and how to be happy. So he has a chapter here about Simcha and Gemilas Chasadim. And he tells the following story. He says that Rav Meir of Premishlan was lavish with giving tzedakah. He explained that one man came before the basin Shamala, the court in Shemayim, wanting to go to Gan Eden. And they asked him, "What's your merit?" And he said, "I learn a lot of Torah." And they said, "When you learn Torah, though, you did it for kavod, you did it for honor, you didn't do it because you loved Hashem. And therefore, that doesn't get you into Gan Eden." Next. And the next person came, and he said, "Why should we let you into Gan Eden?" And he said, "I daven every day." So the Beis Din said to him, "When you daven, you didn't have proper kavana. You were thinking about your businesses, thinking about all your other things. You weren't really paying attention to Hashem. Ah, that's not going to get you into Gan Eden." And the third person said to the Beis Din that, "I should get Gan Eden because I give tzedakah." And the gates swung open for this individual. And the Beis Din didn't say anything about him, even though he gave tzedakah. And maybe he gave tzedakah for honor. He gave tzedakah so people would respect him. But it doesn't matter. The fact that he helped put food on the tables of needy people and gave clothing to their children, that is a merit. Meaning, when you give tzedakah, it doesn't matter what your intentions are. If you do a chesed, it doesn't matter what you're trying to do. It's always going to be effective, and it's always going to be good, and therefore, it's always going to get you merit and give you reward in Olam Haba. Now, a person who doesn't give, and they're being miserly, and they're being stingy, is a disgusting mita, says the Orchot Tzaddikim. And when a person gives, when you're asked, you get partial reward. But if you're able to give and to help people even before you're asked, and you can intuit, you can figure out what they need, then you get full reward. And he explains that one becomes a giver by getting into the habit. And this is an important yesod in the Orchot Tzaddikim. You want to be a giving person, you want to be a Baal Chesed, you want to be a generous person, you got to get in the habit first. Says the Orchot Tzaddikim, this is what the Rambam writes in his Perush HaMishnayos, it's better to give a lot in little sums than to give one big lump sum. It's better to give a dollar to tzedakah every single day over the course of 100 days than to give $100 today and not give for the rest of the 99 days. Why? It's the same $100. But no, because you're training yourself to be a nediv, a generous giving person. And therefore, it's better for you to get in the custom to become generous and to train yourself in these midos. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Hakol lefi rov hamaaseh. Everything goes according to the actions. It depends on the many actions and allows you to do it. I think we all know and we've heard before the famous comment of the Sefer Chassidim, of the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tes Zayin, that Achar HaPa'ulos Nimshach HaLevavos, through the many, many actions, it eventually pulls across your heart. It's the same thing over here. You want to be a generous person, you got to give small, generous acts. Now, I'm not saying if you have $1 million to give, you shouldn't give it. You should. But that doesn't make you into a naturally generous person. A naturally generous person gives all the time in small amounts to whoever comes by. And that's how you get into that habit. Never turn away from someone in need, because it's evil and it's cruel, says the Aruch HaTzaddikim. We are B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, we're the children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and therefore we have to have Rachmanis. This is part of our DNA. Now the Gemara in Yevamo says that there are three signs of being Jewish, and one of them is being Rachmanim, being merciful people. The Maharal explains that these signs were implanted in our DNA by Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and it's part of who we are. But if you want to improve upon it, you want to make it better, you got to give, and you have to give. Now, the Aruch HaTzaddikim breaks generosity, being a generous person, into three types of categories. Now, before we get to there, we can't really talk about being a generous person and ignore the Kuntros HaChesed of Rav Dessler. Just by a shaking of the head or a thumbs up, have you guys learned the Kuntros HaChesed of Rav Dessler in any of your classes? Some yes, some no. So just a quick review. I would implore you, if you have the time, to go and get yourself a copy of Strive for Truth, which is the translation of the first two volumes of the Michtam Leo, and to read through the Kuntros HaChesed. It is a foundational work just about being a good human being. And Rav Dessler says that what makes you give chesed, what makes you love other people is not the fact that you naturally love them and therefore you give to them. What makes you love other people is the fact that you give to them. You will build love for other Jews when you give to them. Why does a parent love a child? Because they give so much to the child. They give of their time, they give of their money, they give of their effort. That's what makes them a loving, they have the ability to do chesed with them. There are parents who unfortunately don't love their children, and because they never gave to them, they never sacrificed to them, they never spent time to give to them. Chesed creates a feeling of love. It's the same thing with husband and wife. It's the same thing with friends and friendship. When you invest in a friendship, you give to that person, it builds a feeling of love towards them. It's not the other way around. That's how you become a giving person, a loving person, by giving to people and someone you're not so good friends with, someone maybe you're not in such good terms with. How do you turn that feeling around? You give to them. You give your time, you give your resources. And let's talk about the three types of things we can give according to the Aruch HaTzaddikim. He says the first type of generosity is with money. I think we all know that. Giving tzedakah. Now, how do we do this in a good way? You do it in a good way by obviously giving your money, but also he says, when you give tzedakah, don't do it with a nasty, upset expression on your face. If you're giving a dollar to somebody, you're writing a check to somebody, with a smile, make them feel good. Don't let them feel like they're a burden to you. It's also better to give in secret if you're able to. Always better to give in secret than in public. The Gemara in Ksuva says that Rabbi Abba would wrap coins in a scarf and he would drop them behind him, looking by accident, and in front of the homes of the poor people, and without being seen, so the poor people could receive his aid without being embarrassed. Yeah, Lily. Yeah.
But I was wondering if, was it better to really do it in secret? Because wasn't he, creating people, angered and, upset at him because he wasn't giving them?
Yeah. So this is classically told as the story of Yasla the Holy Miser. It's a famous story from Rav Shlomo Carlbach. He has the whole guitar, a lot of singing, And the story, it's a beautiful story. But I think the message is that he didn't want to get rewarded in this world. He wanted to be hidden. He didn't want to feel kavod. He didn't want to feel honor. He wanted to give the tzedakah just for the sake of giving it. And he was willing to make that sacrifice. That was his ultimate goal. It's true.
He was causing some anger to the people in his town.
But he was also causing so much goodness. And he was, able to give in a way that people felt good about themselves, they weren't embarrassed, because there's always this sense of shame. If a person's taking handouts, You always have a sense of, well, why can't I do it on my own? Why can't I take care of myself? And what he did is he prevented people from feeling that sense of shame. Better, he said, that they should direct their anger at me than they should feel a sense of shame for having to take money from me. You can also give by buying something that somebody needs, right? Instead of giving $100, buy the kid a bike, get the person the books that they need, instead of just giving them cash. And then he goes on to quote many Mamari Chazal, many statements of Chazal, about the greatness of giving tzedakah. You know, David HaMelech was praised, Vayhi David, Osim Mishpat v'tzedakah, David did justice and tzedakah. And Shlomo was praised, that he also did Mishpat and tzedakah, judgment and tzedakah. And tzedakah goes all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. It says, Tzedek u'mishpat machon kisecha, that tzedek and justice are the foundations of your throne. B'nei Yisrael are praised, u'tzedakah tiyalanu. And tzedakah is great because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praised as well, that Hashem is Hashem tzvakos ba'mishpat v'akel HaKadosh nikdash b'tzedakah. This is actually what we say during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. We say during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that Hashem is the God of righteousness and mishpat. So we see that mishpat and tzedakah, when you are a righteous person, you give tzedakah, and you have mishpat, you're a just person, it elevates the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what makes Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. When you act in the way of Kiddush Hashem and you give tzedakah, that raises up HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And your mishpat, your justice, and your tzedakah, your charity, make HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated. The Kedusha is found in Bein Adam HaChavero. That's what we're saying. Kedusha, holiness, is found not only in davening long Shemoneh Esrei's and meditating and thinking about Hashem, but there's Kedusha in being a good person. It elevates HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Orach HaTzaddikim is saying. Another type of generosity is using your money for mitzvos. This means spending money on mitzvos, spending money on hiddur mitzvah. No, it's nice to have matzah, but to have shmurah matzah as a hiddur mitzvah, a beautiful seder plate, a beautiful seder table that's set. And you should share your mitzvos and svarim with other people. You should be generous to share your mitzvos, and you should be generous with your Torah as well, and your Torah knowledge, and share it with people. What's a bad use of your money, of being generous? A miser collects and doesn't give tzedakah. He doesn't care about the poor. He's very medaktik and exacting with other people, always correcting other people. He's not generous with compliments. He's generous with criticisms. And he isn't mevater in anything. He has no bitachon that Hashem gives him what he needs, and he hates other people, and he's miserable, and he doesn't pursue mitzvos, and he doesn't have a Rebbe or look for friends because he can't give himself. And therefore, he remains empty of Torah and empty of mitzvos. Don't become a miserly person who doesn't give of what they can offer to other people. So that's number one, money. Number two, says Yerucha Sadiqim, you can be generous physically with your body, running to do mitzvos, taking time to do chesed, helping somebody who's in need of something. There's tons of chesed you can do, whether it means, you know, and hopefully soon, hachnasas kala, and, you know, going to weddings to support kallahs who are getting married, and being levayis hameis, attending, you know, funerals for people who need people to give kavod achron to people being buried, and, you know, going to volunteer tomchei Shabbos and delivering packages, all these things. That's what it means to be in a div, to be generous with your body and to be helping to other people. That's category number two, physically. And number three, says the Orach HaTzaddikim, is intellectually with your mind. The greatest generosity a person can have, he says, is sharing Torah, bringing people closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that will bring them to Olam Haba. That's a great thing you can do. We can spend time now talking about the importance of Kiruv Rechokim and sharing Torah wisdom with other Jews, and, you know, saying a Shalom Aleichem to somebody, wishing them a good Shabbos, telling them about Shabbos, teaching them about the beauty of Torah, of Yom Tovim, of Pesach, things like that. Sharing your intellectual understanding of Torah and mitzvos with other Jews to bring them closer to Hashem. Now, sometimes we get intimidated. How could I go and talk to somebody who's not religious and tell them about Hashem mitzvos? They're going to ask me a question. I don't know. You know, hey, like, can Hashem make a rock that's too big that he can't lift? And, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And how am I going to answer that question? The answer is, most people don't care. Most Jewish people who are not religious just want to see an Orthodox Jew reach out to them, say hello to them, share something nice with them, and that's enough to bring them in to get their foot in the door for the first time. There are so many wonderful programs that you can take part of, and I'm not saying that necessarily right now is the best time, or even extra in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you should be focusing really much more on yourself, as we'll talk about at the end of the year. But, you know, there are so many beautiful programs, whether it's through NCSY, whether it's through Partners in Torah, where you can learn with somebody on the phone for, you know, half an hour a week, something like that. There are so many beautiful things where you can share wisdom, chumash, halacha with people, and to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and get them to Olam Haba. There's nothing worse, says Yerucha Sadiqim, as someone who's miserly with their chachma. If you have Torah wisdom to share, why wouldn't you do it? And he says, the Torah is like a fire. It's like a flame. If I take one candle and I light another candle, does the first candle lose out? No, it's just as powerful as it was before. You never lose out. It doesn't make you lesser. You're not losing anything by sharing your Torah, sharing a Dvar Torah, helping somebody with notes for a class, for a Torah class, so they can learn as well. And you never lose out. You're always going to win and by sharing Torah. Then he goes on to say something beautiful. He says, Avram Avinu mastered all three of these things. He says, Avram Avinu mastered generosity with wisdom, generosity of his body, and generosity with his money. He used his money for Achnasus Orchim. He used his body to go and save his nephew Lot, who was captured. And he used his mind to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Sota says that Avram would give them food and then teach them to thank Hashem. Hashem gives us the food, and therefore we have to thank him as well. Now, the Orcha Tzadikim doesn't say this, but I thought perhaps we could say the following. Perhaps this is why we say Magen Avraham, that Hashem is the Magen, Hashem is the shield. So I thought perhaps we could say Bederach Remez, that Magen is the letters Mamon, Guf, and Nefesh. Hashem Avraham used his money, his guf, his body, and his nefesh. He used his soul to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means to have Magen Avraham. Do you want to have the shield of Avram Avinu? So you have to help people with your money, your guf, and your nefesh. Now, don't be too generous with your money on food, drinking, vanity, things like that. It needs to be spent in the right place. Now, being miserly can be good sometimes. Or there is a place to be miserly, to not spend your money. When it comes to spending on things that are a waste of time, you should be stingy about wasting your money on things that are silly and not good use of our time and expenses. It's important to balance, and this is an important yisod he brings out beautifully with Yaakov Avinu. We have at least two chumash papers here so far tonight. So it's important to balance when it comes to being generous and when it comes to being stingy. And he says the model of this balance of stinginess and generosity is Yaakov Avinu. Why? He says, on one hand, we all know, Rashi tells us, this is actually a Gemara in the end of Chulin, that Yaakov was alone when Sarah Shal Esav, the angel of Esav, came and wrestled him. Why was he alone? Because he went back to get what? The Pachim Katanim, the small jugs, the small containers that he had left on the other side. Why was Yaakov going back to get a bunch of Tupperware and, you know, some glasses? Why was that so important? So the Gemara says, because the mammon, the wealth of tzaddikim, is meaningful to them. Because a tzaddik is so careful to make sure that everything he acquired came with honesty, came without stealing. Look how frugal Yaakov was when it came to going back to get some dishes. His whole family, all of his property is on one side, and he goes back to get a cup and some plates and some forks. Why? Because if you work carefully and you spend time and you're honest with your money and you're a good, honest worker, every dollar you make is valuable to you because it came through your hard-earned time and you realize it's a gift from Hashem. So Yaakov was very stingy, very frugal when it came to that money. But look at the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah Perek Lamed Aleph. The Pasuk says, Bekivri Asher Karisi Li, I want you to bury me in the place, in the grave that I dug. That's what Yaakov tells his sons. That's the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk. But the word Karisi is also a luncheon of Kari, a pile. And the Medrash says, I want you to bury me in the place where I used a pile. A pile of what? So the Medrash says that Yaakov paid Esav with a pile of gold and silver from all the money he made in Beis Lavan. All the money he made in the house of Lavan, he gathered into a pile and said to Esav, here, take it, it's yours. I want Maras HaMachpelah. I want to make sure you don't come back and hassle me. I'm paying for the spot. I have a deed. You know the story of Chushim Ben Dan, right? Who knocked off Esav's head, and it's still sitting in Maris Machpelah, as we're told from kindergarten. So Yaakov spent all of his money to have Maris Machpelah. Look at this. Yaakov was frugal, stingy with his money, but when it came to being a master over his own assets and to use it properly and it was necessary, he gave everything away for a worthy purpose. And that is the line we want to carry. When it's a worthy, it's tzedakah to help somebody else, give away the time, give away the money, use your body and to help those people out. But when it comes to things that are silly and waste of times, you got to be stingy, you got to hold back and not give of your time. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that when it comes to yourself, you should place the neshama before the guf. Your neshama comes before your guf. You got to focus more on your neshama before you focus on the physical parts. But when it comes to other people, said Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, you should focus on the guf because their gashmius is your ruchnius. Let me say that again. When it comes to your friend, their gashmius, their physical well-being, should be your ruchnius, should be your spiritual pursuit. And that's how we should go about it. And when you spend money properly, it raises up your neshama to great heights and it will ensure, says Yerucha Sadikim, that your neshama will be connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu.